It's been 1 year since NASA's Perseverance rover landed on Mars. Its mission is to hunt for evidence of microbes that may have once lived on the Red Planet, and that's looking promising. During its first year, Perseverance has already collected samples that might hold those signs of life. From member station WMFE in Orlando, Brendan Byrne reports.
7 months after its launch from Florida, Perseverance punched the Martian atmosphere at a blazing speed. A parachute slowed the vehicle way down until a rocket-powered crane fired its engines and gently lowered the car-sized rover onto the surface. And it did it all by itself. Due to communication delays, engineers back here on Earth weren't able to control or even monitor the landing in real time.
And, you know, it is a nail-biting experience. There's no doubt about it.
NASA's Rick Welch, deputy project manager for the mission, says after breathing a sigh of relief, engineers quickly put Perseverance to work, work that was decades in the making. One of the mission's main objectives is to collect samples of rocks and dirt and stash them on the surface of Mars so that a future mission could pick them up and bring them back to Earth to study, says Welch.
That's really the major reason of wanting to collect and return samples, because we could really understand Mars much better by getting those samples here on Earth.
Perseverance is the first NASA rover sent to search for signs of ancient life. Previous missions like Curiosity worked to confirm Mars once contained water and organic molecules, which are key to hosting life as we know it. Perseverance is searching Jezero Crater, where scientists think there might have been an ancient lake fed by Martian rivers. Confirming ancient life on another planet would be an extraordinary finding. An astrobiologist like University of Florida's Amy Williams will require extraordinary evidence to support those claims.
I think that having samples returned is the only way that I, and I'm sure many other astrobiologists, would be truly convinced that we had found evidence for life on Mars.
So far, the rover has collected 6 samples and can collect up to 40. NASA and the European Space Agency are partnering to build a mission that will bring those samples, stored in tubes, back to Earth. If all goes well, scientists will get their hands on those samples in 2031. In the meantime, Perseverance has already broken ground in other ways. The rover brought with it a tiny aircraft called Ingenuity. The helicopter started as a tech demonstration. Engineers weren't even sure if they could fly something in Mars's thin atmosphere. Now it's helping the rover spot new places to explore, says NASA's Planetary Science Division Director Lori Glaze.
It really is game-changing. And even with Perseverance, the helicopter is able to fly over areas that are too rugged for the rover to traverse. So we're able to see these high-resolution images in areas that the rover can't actually reach. And thinking forward to maybe future exploration.
Ingenuity is helping navigate Perseverance to a key target, a geologically rich river delta, where scientists hope to peel back the layers of Martian history, history written in the rocks by ancient water. The rover is also helping plan for future human missions to Mars, like taking fabric samples that could one day be used by Mars-bound astronauts and exposing them to the planet's harsh atmosphere. Another experiment called MOXIE is working to convert that atmosphere into oxygen that could potentially be used for fuel or life support, says Glaze.
I mean, it's pure enough that you could breathe it.
Perseverance is putting a lot of ground under its 6 wheels, thanks to rugged new tires and a self-driving computer. And it's beaming back images every day so the rest of us here on Earth can follow along on the next leg of its Martian journey. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.